You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Tuesday afternoon, the 5th day of January. We haven't talked to Don Day for a couple of weeks. He is in Cheyenne, Wyoming at Dayweather. Good afternoon, Don. I trust that you had a good holiday.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about the weather forecast in the Northern Hemisphere to begin with.
Well, we are looking at the new year starting off with some new weather patterns, and this is something that we saw a little bit over Christmas week with the flooding in the Midwest and the heavy rains. Really, El Nino showing its colors now. Significant rain this week in California will be as high as 6 to 8 inches of precipitation in some areas over the next 5 to 7 days. Big snows in the Sierras. We've also seen some colder weather finally in the nation's midsection and east. And as we look ahead, it's going to be a very busy pattern across North America with more precipitation in the west, the southern plains, as well as some cold air intrusions coming later this week, this weekend, and next week.
Will we have very much precipitation?
It doesn't look like anything that I would call excessive. Certainly nothing like what we saw last week with the heavy rains. But we do expect some areas of rain and snow to come in with these systems. And I think the heaviest will be more skewed to those western and southwest areas in the southeast United States. So some precipitation is coming, but nothing excessive.
Turn your attention to South America. It had been really hot and pretty dry in parts of Brazil, Mato Grosso in particular, Mato Grosso do Sul. Looks like their temperatures are moderating somewhat, not a lot, but a little bit, and that maybe they're going to get a bit more rainfall?
Yeah, this will be especially true for Brazil. Brazil is going to cool off a little bit, and the growing areas of Brazil will have some better chances for precipitation, so it does look like that recent spell of hotter weather is going to ease. Now, Argentina isn't going to benefit as much as Brazil will. Argentina is likely going to stay a bit warmer and drier. That would be the area, Argentina, that's not going to get much help with the rain, and temperatures aren't going to cool off very much there.
Yeah, by a bit warmer, we're still in that 97, 98, 100-degree level, right?
Well, yeah, it'll be in that range.
That's pretty warm. Other places around the planet that you've been watching that we need to be aware of, whether that's the drought in South Africa, weather conditions in Australia, or something that's happening in Europe or Eastern Europe?
Well, one thing Europe is going to see is much, much colder weather now. They, like a lot of the East Coast of the United States, have been benefiting from a very mild start to winter, but in the week ahead and beyond, do be ready to be hearing about some much colder temperatures and some snow, especially in northern and western Europe.
Don, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day, of course, is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. It is the 5th day of January. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.